wait here all day.
What do we do? Just sit here?
What else?
Should we knock?
I have already. There's no one there yet.
Where's your friend?
Who?
Isn't she coming?
Mandy.
The one who's always with you.
Yes, Mandy.
The one who's always on about being an air hostess. Air hostess.
Well, I don't see anything wrong with that.
Don't you?
No.
Well...
Well what?
She could.
Never.
She might.
Not ever. Not her.
How long have you been here?
Ages. Days.
And nobody's come?
They'll keep you waiting hours. Having a cup of tea somewhere, I expect.
Anyway, it's better than a lesson. Better than Fanny Price any day of the week, the cow.
What's she done?
Nothing. Why?
Just wondered.
What?
Calling her a bitch.
I called her that because that's what she is. And always has been. Ever since she started trying to teach me English. Just because I can't spell very well.
What?
Nothing.
Where were you, Joan? I thought you were waiting for me.
I came down. I told you.
But I thought you were waiting there.
Who wants to spell words anyway? Handkerchief. H-A-N-K-C-H-E-E-F. There's a D in handkerchief. Handkerchief. Who cares? Who uses them anyway?
She gone on about Miss Price again.
What's that?
Just one of you gone on about Miss Price again.
Miss Price? You mean Fanny Price?
Remember what I was telling you about the BIC, Joe?
Yes.
Well, my father rang them up yesterday. And they said if I could pass a certain test, which they said, and then go for an interview and pass that, then
you could fly.
I could become an air hostess.
That's good, Mandy. Do you think you'll pass?
I think I'll be all right in an interview. Do my best, anyway. But I'm not so sure with the written exam. Oh, it's ones I want to do more than anything, Joan.
Yes.
You won't catch me dead in one of them things. Them aeroplanes, they're always crashing.
They're the safest form of transport there is.
There's one or two of them down in flames every day. Then there's hijacks. You know what I'd wish? I wish to see Fanny Price get a job as an air hostess. That's what I wish.
The man on the phone said that if my application is put in soon.
Ain't much of a job.
What isn't?
Air hostess.
It is.
That's a matter of opinion, isn't it?
What's the matter of opinion?
She thinks being an air hostess is everything.
Who wants to serve drinks all day?
You don't have to. There's other things too.
Such as.
Fasten your seatbelts, please.
You don't know anything about it.
How long are they going to make us wait here for crying out loud? If they don't tell me something in there that I'm cut out for, I'll tell them where they can stick their youth employment service.
And what are you supposed to be cut out for?
Dancing's not a job.
What's she doing here? The way she talks, you'd think she'd never want a job.
Oh, who does?
Me. I want to dance.
Nothing. You're all right, Jane?
Yes, why?
Looks a bit pale, that was all.
I'm all right.
How's Jeff?
Shut up.
What Jeff?
Jeff Miller, of course.
Jeff Miller!
Shut up!
He's nice, ain't he, Fiona?
How would I know?
Jeff Miller!
Why keep saying his name?
I don't know. It's just that I didn't know about them, Jeff and Fiona.
I don't know him. Anyway, he's a pig.
He's not.
I don't know if he is or not. I don't even know him, so there.
He's not a pig.
Jeff Miller and Fiona.
What's wrong with that?
I don't know. How should I know? I've never been out with him.
Perhaps he's never asked.
Oh, he's asked all right. He's always asking. He asks everyone, and anyone daft enough to go out with him gets what she deserves.
Leave her alone.
Who?
Fiona.
What have I said? All I said was that Jeff Miller...
Well, don't keep saying it.
Why not? I can say Jeff Miller as many times as I like. Jeff Miller, Jeff Miller, Jeff Miller.
There's no need for you to go on about it, is there?
About what?
You know what?
Her and him.
Who and who?
Jeff and Joe. No, they're not.
So why don't you leave her alone?
I'll leave her alone. Don't you worry. You too. You and your aeroplanes.
Don't worry, Joan. She's just ignorant, she is. She doesn't have feelings about things.
She flies like a bird in the sky. It's climbing higher and higher.
Qualified nurse. Perhaps you'd like an aspirin?
If you don't mind, miss, I'm the air hostess.
Now, if you stay perfectly calm, then everything will be all right. Anything I can get you, miss?
Yes, please. You can get me. Let me see. You can get me.
Yes?
The pilot. When we land, please.
Oh, it's spoiled. It's always spoiled.
Or before we land, if you like. I don't mind either way.
It's spoiled!
How can I help worrying? There's my parents to think about. If only he liked me now. But he just ignores me. He just hates me now.
No, he doesn't.
But he does, Mandy. He does.
You'll have to tell him then. He doesn't already know.
Yes.
What did he say when you told him?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing. He just shrugged his shoulders.
But if he's responsible then?
What?
Then
nothing.
Miss Price seen you about your work, yeah?
Miss Price? You mean Fanny Price?
Miss Price caught me out on the word. Miss Price caught me out on persuasive.
Persuasion? What do you want to use a word like that for anyway?
Can't remember. Then there was there, T-H-E-I-R, and I put there, T-H-E-R-E.
There, who cares, Fanny Price?
I care. Well, I do. I've got to get O-level English to be a nurse.
Fanny Price caught me out on handkerchief, the cow.
A nurse? Some job.
Terrible uniforms, like bats flying around in them clothes.
Terrible hours. Day, night, work, 48 hours a day.
And the rest.
And the blood.
And bedpans.
And doctors.
We're too late, nurse. This patient is dying.
Shall I get a bedpan, doctor?
Forceps, nurse.
Forceps, doctor.
Scalpel, nurse.
Scalpel, doctor.
Now, if you two juniors will just hold the patient down while I can't do it.
Try pull yourself together. You've done thousands of operations like this before, Doctor. So why do you hesitate now?
Because, nurse, this patient, she's my own daughter.
I see.
What can we do, nurse?
Shall we see if another surgeon is available?
No time. There's only one thing to do. I myself have to proceed with the operation.
But, nurse, you can't.
No buts, please. Scalpel.
Scalpel.
Forceps.
Forceps.
Now, let me see. Bedpan?
Fine, nurse, you'd make. They'd be dying off like flies.
Well, they wouldn't, so there. I'd make a good nurse.
You talk as if that's what they're going to advise you in there. You're not going to be a nurse in a million years, Fiona. I wonder if any of us will want to be what we want to be. I'm sorry about what I said.
That's all right. You didn't say anything very much.
He's no good, you know that, don't you, Jeff Miller? Do your parents know? Is it too late to...
Yes.
Better tell them then.
My father will kill me.
Men, I'll never know why I see them. What if they finish their tea in there yet? Angela, knock on the door and say that you've been here for 3 days and that you want to put your name down for what?
Modelling.
You're not.
Why not?
No reason. Just that I thought you had to be, you know, 6 feet tall.
Oh, you're tall enough, aren't you, Angela? Stand up, Angela. Let's see what you'd be like for a model. Here we have Angela in a long flowing dress, suitable for evening parties and trips to Buckingham Palace and such like places. Take particular notice of the fine waistline and the cut of the shoulders. How subtle it follows the contours of Angela's figure. Made from the finest of silks and costing only £500. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, Angela.
Angela again, ladies and gentlemen. This time in a close-fitting outfit, made of a soothing shade of green. Very much resembling your superb uniform, worn by the BIC air hostesses. Note the cuff of the jacket and the bold line of skirt, costing a mere £650. I give you Angela.
Here she is again, in a loose-fitting outfit, suitable for all occasions. Please notice, it can be worn also by the larger lady or woman who is soon expecting a baby. Ladies and gentlemen, Angela.
Angela again, everyone. This time, in an off-the-shoulder, very, very revealing, sexy outfit that just shows just about all she's got and more. And a miniskirt. High enough to reveal her stocking tops, and a buttoned jacket opens wide to reveal...
For goodness sake, Fiona!
What have I done now?
You spoil everything.
I do my best.
Well, your best just isn't good enough then, is it?
I can't help it if I'm no good at things now, can I?
No, you can't help it. None of us can.
What?
Help it. Help ourselves. Helping what we are.
Which is?
A little bit useless. Take me. Does anyone think that I'll actually be a dancer? I mean a proper dancer. You've got to be properly trained, and I haven't had any training at all. But even if I had, I probably wouldn't have taken it, because I'm too lazy, that's why. Spent 5 years trying to do maths and not being able to, trying to write essays and not being able to, trying this and trying that. I can't even sew things together very well, or cook things. After 5 years, I'll never be a dancer. Never.
But you will, Bev. I know you will if you just keep trying.
Never, and you'll never be a nurse because... Well, it doesn't matter.
Why not?
Because you're not intelligent enough. You're like me.
I am. I could be.
You're E-stream, like me, like all of us here.
That doesn't mean anything, really.
And Mandy, you'll never be an air hostess. And Angela, you'll never be a model. And Joan, you...
All I ever wanted was to be happily married. That's all. Ever since I was a little girl, that's all I ever dreamed of. I used to play being a mother. And now everything's gone wrong.
But everything will be all right, Joan. You have to believe in what is all right.
No, nothing. Never for us. We'll just sit here and wait to go in there and find out about a job. And there won't be anything any good we can do.
All there are for us will be nothing jobs.
But everything will be alright, but everything will be all right in the end. I'm sure it will.
I don't feel very well. I feel sick.
But it will. I know it will. I'm sure it will.
They have to. I won't take any job serving behind a counter or anything. I couldn't do it. I just couldn't. The last time I was here, they offered me a job in a warehouse.
And they offered me a job in a supermarket.
They said there was nothing for me and for me just to come back.
But things must work out right in the end.
I feel sick.